Open the House Committee on Judiciary today, Thursday, May 12th, 2011. First item on the agenda is a public hearing on Senate Bill 430. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 430A. And I'll call Ms. Garrett up and counsel if you could.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 430A comes to you from the Interim Judiciary Committee. It was part of a work group in which Representative Tomei participated as it relates to the issue of underage prostitution. And what this bill does is includes within the civil forfeiture statute the crime of compelling prostitution so that it would make it easier for the involuntary crimes of involuntary servitude, traffic in persons, and compelling prostitution subject to civil forfeiture. Make it easier to do the civil forfeiture.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Barker and committee, I am here to speak in support of 430A.
And could you just say your name for the report?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My name is Lene Garrett, and I am the CASA director for Linn County.
Thank you.
Just here to share a little bit of information about CASA and why we're in support of adding CASA to this particular bill. CASA, there are 31 CASA programs in the state of Oregon, serving all 36 counties. Last year, 1,857 CASA volunteers served 4,398 children, resulting in 1,424 of those children today being in safe permanent homes. On 44% of our cases, one or both parents are dealing with issues of substance abuse and or alcohol and domestic violence. Research shows that parents with children that have a CASA are more likely to receive appropriate services and complete those services as compared to children who do not have a CASA. CASA has a long history of leveraging funds, so any funds that would be allocated to us through this process would be leveraged at a minimum of 3-1, sometimes as high as 7-1.
Hey, thank you. Any questions?
Sure.
Representative Krieger.
I want to thank you for doing what you do with CASA. Representative Tomei and Representative Schroff and I have been on this dependency work group, and one of the things we've identified is the need for every child to have a CASA. And, you know, they can talk to you for half an hour, hope they will say something, but over and over again, we hear about the need, for lawyers, competent counsel for everyone.
Yes.
And we're struggling, like we are this time, with our entire budget. We can't get there. But it's on our mind. We're aware of it. And hopefully, we will get to it in the near future and get Oregon back to work where there's going to be taxes coming into this building to do the things that both parties, it doesn't matter what party you belong to.
No.
We want to take care of the kids that are in these programs.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Along those lines, I didn't even know what a CASA was before I became a legislator. I don't remember having that in my mind. And then I became familiar with what you do. And then my friend, Representative Chair Krieger, appointed me, without consulting me first, to the Senator Review Committee to examine the termination of parental rights process. And I've got involved in all kinds of other work groups and all kinds of legislation, and the value that you advocates bring to this system and to these children and their families, you can't put a value on it. It's just invaluable, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping, putting all God knows how much time in to help the most vulnerable members of our community. So thank you very much for being here.
I appreciate hearing that, and again, I would thank each of you for your interest in learning more about the work that we do and its importance to, as you stated, our most vulnerable community members. And this program works. I've been doing it for 15 years, and it's incredible now that I'm seeing some of our children become young adults. And when I say our children, CASA children who have grown up and are now contributing members of society, because at one point in their life, they had someone who came alongside them and said the hard things and advocated for their well-being. And in addition to that, it's that feeling of being lovable and capable that allows them to go on to succeed. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Ms. Garrett, what proportion of children that are in foster care would have CASA volunteers assigned to them?
I'm going to estimate that it's about 40%.
40%.
In my county, I have 55% of the children waiting for a CASA.
Follow-up. And so what would they be waiting for? Why aren't there enough CASAs to serve these children?
We do not have the funding to have staff available to train and support them in their efforts.
Follow-up. Would you have enough volunteers if you had money for the training?
I believe that we would.
Thank you.
Anything further?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, since I failed to be here on time to listen to Lene.
That's why you're paying for the party.
We voted on you.
We voted you.
I had a chance to work with her the last couple of years. She is a very hard worker. And as a result of it, you get to know a number of the other organizations, too, throughout the state and different counties. But, boy, they're go-getters. So this is easy, and hopefully it works out really well for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, committee.
Close the public hearing on Senate Bill 430. Committee adjourned.
I hate these.